everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. I'm Rich Leaf, and today we're very happy to have our first Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week for the new year of 2018. He's a three-year member of the Rye High School varsity basketball team captain this year, and his name is Max Sandberg. Max, welcome. Nice to see you.
Hi, nice to see you.
Max, the Con Ed Award has been around for 67 years. Some great student athletes have won this award, including one of your teammates from last year, Charlie Nagel. What does winning the award mean to you?
It means a ton because I know how prestigious this award is and how many amazing people have won this award. So it really means a lot that I was chosen this week.
How long have you been playing basketball, Max, and who or what got you interested in this great sport?
Really, ever since I can remember, probably since I was 2 years old, I had a ball in my hands, and it was mainly because of my dad, who loved the sport and used to play when he was younger and still loves the sport today.
So a lot of driveway basketball games at your place over the years?
Yeah, a ton.
I'm sure. That sounds great. Now, so far this year, your Rye Garnet team is off to a great start, 8-0. And considering the fact that you graduated 8 seniors, 4 starters, and the 1,000-point scorer in Charlie Nagel, who we mentioned a moment ago, that's a great start. What's done it for you? Tell us about the team and the team chemistry so far.
Me and all my teammates, I mean, it's basically a whole new group except for like a few seniors who I've been playing with forever. But it's definitely been a challenge, but we've been able to really mesh as a team together so far, even with all these younger guys. And I think we really fit well together and we play together, and that's, I think, a translation of how well we get along off the court.
That's wonderful. Now, personally, you've had some real good highlights early in the season. We're going to get into the meat of the season now that we're past the new year. You were MVP in the Rye tournament early on. Congratulations on that. Tell us about the tournament. Who were some of the teams that were involved there?
Yeah, we played Pleasantville in the first round and then Blindbrook in the second round. And I mean, that tournament was great. It was a great way to start off our season. We all played really well together. We started off beat Pleasantville, played really well there. It was a great crowd we had on Friday night. And then Saturday, we came and took the tournament, which was a great win and a great team effort.
Now, you won a game with a 3-point buzzer beater earlier in the season to beat Panis 49-48. I happened to see that on Twitter. That was a great moment, I'm sure. What is the feeling when the ball, you make that shot, the ball's in the air, the buzzer sounds, the ball goes in, and you've won the game?
I mean, it really felt surreal. It's something I've been like dreaming of since I was a kid, just counting down in my backyard, like 5, 4, 3, and to see it actually happen in real life and the reaction it's had, it was awesome. It was something I've never even couldn't even believe.
You got mobbed by your teammates,
yeah.
I'm sure. And you had never done that before at any other level, other than again in the driveway.
Yeah.
Now, you had another game, a standout game earlier this season against Scarsdale, a contender in Class AA. You scored 15 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. I got to announce that game, and Scarsdale had a late run in the first half. They went up by 9. They led by 15, and you guys came back to win that game. That must have really told yourself something about your team.
Yeah, that win was awesome because we knew that we had something to prove coming out and try to beat a team that was in the finals last year. And so we knew if we'd won that game that we were a team that was we were here to stay. And so I thought that was a great win.
And now that we're into January, the league season will be starting. You have one league game already. You defeated Harrison. That was at the County Center, I believe. So that must have been fun. That was before a Westchester Knicks game, correct?
Yeah, that was also a great moment. We did it last year, too. We went to the County Center, and it's awesome, really, to see it all. We get to hang out in the locker room before the game, shoot around. I mean, it was really, really cool moment.
What's it like playing in the County Center?
It's different, but I mean, I love it. The crowd's awesome, and we definitely had a good fan base there. It was really cool to play there again.
Well, that's something that's been on everybody's mind for the past month or so, and I don't know what's going to happen with it, but at least you've had some experience in playing there. It's just a great venue, and hopefully things will change with that at some point. Now, you're playing a pretty good Eastchester team tonight. How is it looking there?
We've been preparing for them, and we got to stay focused and focus on each game at a time. So Eastchester right now is the main focus, and I think we've definitely prepared enough, and the guys are ready. I think we're going to give it all tonight.
And then Harrison tonight. Now, I happen to see Harrison beat Eastchester in their tournament. Mm-hmm. So this league looks like it's going to be a pretty tough league. And, of course, there's Byram Hills out there. I'm sure when you and Byram Hills get together, those will be some great games. A couple of weeks ago, someone that you know very well and Coach Aguilar knows very well, a young man named Skyler Sinan, sitting right where you are, is Con Ed Award winner. And I know he was looking forward to the season. So that should be fun. And, you know, when you see Skyler, you can say, you know, did that guy ask you some dumb questions too when you were here? So that should be great. Speaking of Coach Aguilar, let's get your coach in here. He's nice enough to come down. John, first of all, how many years have you been coaching at Rye?
This is my sixth year coaching the varsity team at Rye. I was at Rye Neck coaching for 3 years prior, and before that I coached the JV team at Rye for several years.
Now, tomorrow is a special day at Rye High School, the Mike Ice Memorial Event. What is that all about, John?
So one of our former players, Mike Ice, unfortunately passed away a few years back. And in order to commemorate what a great teammate and leader he was, we created this event where the morning starts off with a kids' clinic. We do a clinic for grades 3 through 8, and myself, my staff, and all my players are there. At 12:30 to 2, we have an alumni game. And then at 3 o'clock, we play Harrison. And they've been such a gracious opponent over the years in support of this event.
Well, the Rye-Harrison rivalry and basketball and football and just the camaraderie between the two schools and communities, there's always some great things that are done, and this certainly seems like one of them. So I wish you all the best with that tomorrow. Tell us about this team. 8-0, off to a great start. With a very inexperienced group.
Yeah, I mean, we knew over the summer these boys have been working together from last spring, the ones who weren't playing a sport, and throughout the summer, all of our conditioning, all of the on-court, off-court stuff. We knew we had something special. We didn't know how well that would translate on the court to start the season due to the lack of experience. But because of guys like Max and my other seniors, they've really led by example. They don't take a playoff. They don't take a playoff in practice. They create a light mood when we're not focusing on a task at hand. And that's really trickled down to the other guys. And as I said in my nomination form, he is perhaps the most unselfish player I've ever coached. So whether we need him to go out and score 20 points or just guard the other team's best player, he's willing to do whatever needs to be done in order for us to get the victory.
Now, we know Max is an outstanding player, John. What else does he bring to the team that a casual observer like myself might not notice?
Well, it's funny because on the court, he's one of the most focused players you'll ever see. He's like an extension of the coaching staff and knows exactly what we're thinking. But off the court, when we're not focused on something at hand, he's actually one of the guys who keeps the locker room very loose. He jokes around a lot, and I think that really creates a nice camaraderie amongst the boys.
Well, John, thank you very much for coming down. I'd like to wish you continued success this season and throughout. It's always nice to see you.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Let's get back to our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week for this week. He's Max Sandberg, the captain of the Rye High School varsity basketball team. Now, you have some other great activities, Max, off the basketball court. We'd like to talk a little bit about some of those, okay? You are a member of the Rye High School Peer Tutoring Program. Tell us about that.
So I've had a few experiences where I've been able to tutor kids and help teach them specifically math classes and help them improve their math skills. And so I go after school and I'll help them with their homework or their test or whatever they need.
That's great. They must look up to you. It must be great to have them have you helping them. Now, you're co-president of the Investment Club at Rye High School. And you have a mock stock game there. You've been in the top five, and you come in first place in that. So you must know a little bit about stocks and investment. Tell us about that. How that works? The game.
Mm-hmm. So you're given a certain amount of like fake money, kind of, and you're supposed to make your own stock portfolio and invest in certain stocks and stuff like that. And so we track our progress throughout the year, and by the end of school, whoever's leading and whoever's made the most money, will be the winner.
Now, let me ask you this. Is that something that you might look into once you get, you know, at that point in your life to do that?
Yeah, that's definitely something I'm interested in. That's something that's the field my dad works in, so I've been hearing about it ever since I've been growing up. So.
All right, so if I have a little loose change lying around, if I contact you, maybe you can point me in the right direction. that would be awesome. That would be just great. Now, you're also involved in the MVP basketball camp. You're a junior board member where you've become exposed to all aspects of operating a community-based, not-for-profit organization. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I went to MVP when I was a kid, and I mean, I've had a lot of friendships that I've made there and that I've continued, and it was a great experience when I was there, so I wanted to stay involved afterwards, and so I got in touch with Noel, who runs the junior board, and so I was able to get a spot on the junior board with a lot of kids who went there in the past who also, like me, want to stay involved, and MVP is really special because it helps serve underprivileged kids who wouldn't have really the chance to go to a basketball summer camp like that, so it's really been a great experience for me, especially seeing like that side of the basketball camp.
Well, that's wonderful that you spend your time doing that. It's a great activity. Now, scholastically, you have a solid 95 average. You're in the National Honor Society. Congratulations. And your course load is just, to me, it's mind-boggling. You'll probably just shrug your shoulders at it. AP Calculus, AP Macroeconomics, AP Psychology, AP U.S. History, AP World History. That must take up quite a bit of your time.
Yeah, definitely.
And what's your favorite subject? Do you have a favorite subject in that group?
Yeah, I really enjoyed AP Psychology and also AP Calculus. Those are probably my two favorite.
Wow, awesome. Now, you are going to go to Cornell after your days at Rye are over. Great school, obviously. What made you choose Cornell?
My dad went to Cornell, so I visited since I was really little. And I've been there, and I love the campus, and ever since I've been going up there, I fell in love. And when I went to visit other schools, I mean, Cornell just stood out as my favorite, and I'm really glad I had the chance to go there, and I really hope to have a great 4 years.
So the bottom line was Cornell had the lead going in, right, from the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's great. Now, I have to ask you this, Max, between your basketball practices, games, you know, sometimes you don't get home from a game until, you know, 8, 9 o'clock, a late bus ride. How do you work to manage your time to get your homework in, your proper rest, your practice, all of the things that you do? It's just amazing how you young people can do that. What's the key? How do you do it?
I mean, it's really important to use all the time you have wisely. So during the day when I have 3 free periods, so I usually go home and I rest then, and I'll take my time before practice or whatever, or a game, and I'll take a nap then or something like that. So then after school, I'll have time to, I'll be awake and ready, and I'll do my work then. And then once I have a game or practice, I'll come home afterwards, and then I can finish my work. And so
that's wonderful. Now let's talk a little bit about your family. Your mom Sandy, your dad Joe. I'm sure they support you and come to your games. I'm sure they've driven you to a few practices and games and tournaments and things of this kind. You have an older brother named Zach. He played on the Rye basketball team. I looked at my notes. I saw him on my list. He goes to Duke now, and I understand he's involved with the basketball team at Duke. What does he do for them?
He does video and social media for the team. So, yeah, he's really been it's just his first year and only his first semester, and he's really been involved, and he loves doing what he's doing with the team and working on their Twitter, Instagram, or helping take videos or whatever it is for the team that they need.
Now, have you been down to a game at Cameron Indoor Stadium? Is that something on your bucket list?
Yeah, it's definitely something on my list. I've not gone yet, but I plan on doing that in the next month or so.
Well, that's great. Well, we've been talking with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Max Sandberg, captain of the Rye High School varsity basketball team. He'd be going to Cornell after his Rye days are over. Max, I want to wish you all the best. Congratulations on all of your fantastic things that you've done and are doing. Cornell really has a good one coming up next fall when you enroll at Cornell University. And all the best and congratulations on being our first Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week for the year 2018. All the best to you going forward.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Con Ed Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we talk to another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.